With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In the Senate debate over a partial government shutdown later tonight, Republicans seem on track to prevail over Democrats to pass a continuing resolution to resolve the impasse.
This time for the Democrat leader to acknowledge that it's his decisions that put us here.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
And urge his colleagues to accept the situation and vote to fund the government rather than to let it shut down.
Their Senate leader relented.
For Donald Trump, a shutdown would be a gift.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The best distraction he could ask for from his awful agenda.
And so,
I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a wide swath of the country could be in for some fierce weather in the next few days.
More than 100 million people in the U.S. are in the path of an expected massive March storm starting today. It's a sprawling system that may bring blizzards, tornadoes, fires, and flooding as it tracks across the Great Plains eastward. Moisture and heat from the abnormally warm Gulf could fuel heavy rainfall that's raising concerns for flooding from the central Gulf Coast through the upper Ohio Valley. Tornadoes are possible in the nation's heartland. Keith Peters reporting.
Hamas says it has accepted a proposal from mediators to release one living American-Israeli hostage and the bodies of four dual nationals, hostages who died while in captivity. But the Israeli Prime Minister's office accuses Hamas of trying to sabotage ongoing talks on the next stage of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. Loss of $800 million in U.S. AID funding, prompting Johns Hopkins University to cut some 2,000 jobs worldwide. Stocks higher on Wall Street, the Dow up 347 points. This is SRN News. Some new findings about believers.
They come from Dr. George Barna, head of the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. He reports that among self-described Christians, more than 60% say their relationship with God is not the most important one in their lives. Almost one-third do not believe God is actively involved in every aspect of their daily existence. And about 70% say God does not have total influence over their lives and their decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion took center stage this week in a sometimes testy debate between candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court less than 3 weeks before the election. The race pits Republican-backed Judge Brad Schimel against Democratic-backed Judge Susan Crawford. A challenge to an 1849 state law that bans nearly all abortions is currently pending before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Schimel says the future of abortion should not be decided by a group of judges, but by the voters instead. This is SRN News. The Trump administration asking the Supreme Court to partly allow birthright citizenship restrictions.
Federal judges in three states have blocked the executive order that would deny citizenship to those born after February 19th whose parents are in the country illegally. So the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to narrow those orders from the lower courts. In the emergency request, the Justice Department argues that individual judges lack the power to issue nationwide injunctions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The investigation of a January mid-air collision that killed 67 people near Washington, D.C., revealed an alarming number of recent close calls just outside the nation's capital. And now aviation experts, as well as family members who lost loved ones, are asking why Congress and the Federal Aviation Administration failed to take action despite prior warnings. More details at SRNnews.com.